Okay, a taste of the Rashi for the morning. In Revi'i, after Noach experiences the entire flood, so it says the flood ends, and he's getting ready to go out, and the Torah describes that everything was destroyed. And there's one pasuk that says, Od kol yemei ha'aretz zera v'katzir v'kor v'chom v'kaitz v'choref v'yom v'layla lo yishbotu. After it's all over, Hashem says, you know, the earth is going to endure. There's going to be a time of seeding, a time of harvest, etc., etc. And then it says, and day and night will not cease. Lom v'layla lo yishbotu. So Rashi comments and says, you know, mashma, that means that during the flood, day and night ceased. So what does that mean? Michal sheshavtu kol yemot ha'mabul. That there was a shvita, there was a Shabbat or a strike on day and night during the Mabul. Shaloshim shua mazalot v'lo nikar ben yom uvein laila. You couldn't tell the difference between day and night because the constellations, the mazalot, didn't work. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. It's interesting, the way Rashi describes it, it almost sounds like it was a return to a time before there was day and night. Well, when was day and night invented? On the first day of creation, Or and Choshech, it was Yom and Laila. And of course, you know, the mixing of the sky and the water and the destruction of all animals and destruction of all fish and everything, they're basically looking at the Mabul as an undoing of the creation of the world. That's how Rashi seems to be seeing it over here in this comment. So I want to make one point, is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Nun Tet reads this pasuk completely differently, at least these last three words. It says Yom v'Layla lo yishbotu doesn't refer to the constellations like it does in the pshat of the pasuk, but the Gemara Sanhedrin understands it to teach that it's asur for a non-Jew to keep Shabbat on any day of the week. A non-Jew must work every day of the week. Yom v'Layla lo yishbotu. This is the source. Oved kochavim sheshavat chayav mita. Which either, according to the Rambam, is a problem of religion that they're not supposed to add ideas to their own lives that are religious in nature, because then they're making up religion. Or, as Rashi says, simply that we're meant to work every single day, and the fact that we have a Shabbat, that's only for Jews. So those are two different ways of looking at this pasuk that we find in Chazal. Shabbat shalom.